Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, some books are released at just the right time, aren't they? Just like Margaret Atwood's new book called Payback, subtitled Debt and the Shadow Side of Wealth. It's about debt in religion, literature, and society. It's not just simply about financial debt. Every debt has a date on which payment is due. That's what Margaret Atwood says. Let's see if the book itself gave a decent return on investment for our literary critic, Cara Martin. Hello.
Greetings.
So Margaret's well known for writing fiction predominantly, Canadian author, Booker Prize winning author as well.
Absolutely.
What's she doing writing a non-fiction book?
She's got many strings to her bow. She also does poetry as well. But it's probably her fiction like The Handmaid's Tale, Blind Assassin, Oryx and Crake that she's best known for. She's done some non-fiction work, and it appears that she was asked to do a series of lectures, and she took it up. And she says that she's, since childhood, she says, had a curiosity about the concept of debt, and she wanted to follow it through.
So, yeah, she doesn't just look at financial debt. Of course, though, it's come out at a very good time, given
it has. And I wonder if people pick this up and think, oh, great, you know, here's some advice about debt management, or how do I manage my budget, or something like that. It's got nothing to do with that. And it doesn't, when it says the shadow side, it doesn't even go too much into things like gambling or karmic justice or those sort of issues either. It's really looking at the metaphor of debt.
Okay. Well, we'll flesh that out for us then. She looks at debt in literature, religion, and society. So this theme of debt then, I mean, when you take it out of finance, what is the theme of debt?
Well, she begins with looking at the idea of debt and sin. And she comments that debt is the new fat, and fat was the new smoking, and smoking was the new alcohol abuse, and alcohol abuse was the new warmongering. In other words, it's the new sort of bad thing you do. She says that in the States, apparently there are shows where you can go on if you have a problem with debt, and they will help you get out of debt. So it's like The Biggest Loser for shopaholics or something like that. Of course, in the Christian sort of tradition, there's a long link between debt and sin. In fact, the Aramaic word for debt and sin is the same. So you'll notice in some more traditional forms of the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Yes.
And that's about sin. It's not about financial debt alone. Yes. It's about spiritual debt. She takes that idea and she quotes a sermon that she's found by Reverend Ulbrich, who actually says, what would it be like if one day you discovered that someone had paid all your debt, all your credit card debt, and all your mortgage? What would that feel like? How amazing would that be? And then he likens that to what Jesus has done for us in paying for
moral debt.
Yeah, yes. Our moral debt. So that idea of Jesus being the redeemer, that's another financial term that's used.
Yeah.
She examines those sort of ideas. I think the thing that I found a bit sad about it was that she has this idea that even though we accept that Jesus has paid for our debt, we sort of have this ongoing debt issue. And she says, you know, even when you die, you don't know where the balances are, whether you've asked forgiveness enough times for the amount of spiritual debt you have. So really the concept of grace
she hasn't
is
quite
missing.
Gotten. So she was almost there, almost there with the whole concept. And then I guess, yes, we keep on sitting, we keep on accumulating a moral debt. And so she's in question as to whether Jesus' death actually covers that as well. Well, to quote her very sermon, wouldn't it be great if she understood that, it was the debt of every credit card.
That's the ultimate payback, isn't it?
isn't it? Well, that's interesting. But she covers this whole idea, debt and sin, but she also covers then debt in literature and as a story, as a narrative for our
That's
lives.
That's right. She talks about debt as plot, and she points out that in the major literature that we have, debt is a recurring theme. And you think of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, debt's a big theme in that, David Copperfield, even Pilgrim's Progress. The ideas of debt actually run through so many of the stories that are so well known to us. She especially focuses on the character of Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, the man who's incredibly wealthy and yet likes to keep people in debt to himself. So that's a particular theme that she carries through the whole book. But she also says that debt is actually the plot for our everyday lives. And she points out, think about if you buy a house and mortgage, how much that influences your working life. Such a long period of time in which we're conscious of a debt that we owe.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it's a nice little reflection on this whole idea of debt. Cara Martins with us, our book critic. We're talking about Margaret Atwood's book, Payback, Debt and the Shadow Side of Wealth. Okay, the shadow side of debt. Where does she go with that?
Well, there she's talking about the consequences of debt, and she talks about fear and suffering and especially the desire for revenge. If we're in debt to someone, we tend to want vengeance. And there she actually talks about, she quotes Nelson Mandela, who says that when he was coming out of prison, when he was freed from prison, he said that he had to forgive the people who imprisoned him before he got to the prison gates, or else he would still be chained by vengeance for the rest of his life. The shadow side is this desire for vengeance, and the other side is actually forgiveness. So she also, another very poignant moment in the book is when she imagines a US president giving a response to 9/11 in which he says, yes, this is a terrible thing that has happened, but instead of bombing the stuffing out of the country where we think the people who did this lived or came from, why don't we do a greater thing and forgive them so that we don't go in a horrible cycle of vengeance? And how different would our political situation for the last 10 years be if that had been the case?
Yes, very much. So you really can't talk about debt and not touch on forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Unless you just want to stay in the dark side.
Yes.
Start in the shadow side.
That's right. So she's really saying there needs to be some sort of trigger, and really an emotional trigger, that gets you out of a cycle of debt and vengeance and debt and fear.
Yeah, okay. So where does she end up then? What does she end the book on? Does she give any practical things on, you know, when it comes to this broad theme of debt?
Sure. She does, but it's not like, you know, a checklist of things to do. She's
four
really
steps to get out of debt quickly.
She's really setting the scene for us to put the creative work in that. One of the really significant points she makes is that if we only look at our debt to the world, to existence, in terms of financial terms, then we're actually underestimating it. That actually there are social, emotional, environmental consequences of things we do, which we often don't really think about until disaster happens. So she says, really, a better way to imagine our lives, although it sounds a bit depressing, is to realize that from the moment we're born, we're in debt. So really, every part of our life should be about payback. And she challenges us to be creative in the ways that we can imagine paying back.
Okay.
And that's through things like forgiveness, acts of service, caring for our environment.
And like, as you mentioned there, it could almost be taken as a bit of a negative or a bit of a depressing kind of concept. I mean, as you read, did you feel that there would be almost this sense of constant guilt if we have that kind of mentality?
I think that's the danger. There wasn't a real sense of freedom in imagining that. But, you know, I mean, that's consistent with the way Margaret Atwood actually communicates in her books anyway. Really, she is all about pointing out that there is this whole negative side to us, which we tend to cover up or ignore or gloss over. I guess the challenge to be creative and paying back, instinctively, that's probably what a lot of people do. Anyway, a lot of people focus on love, service, and have a way of life that's aimed at that. I think it's much better, instead of doing it as a, oh, I'm in debt, I've got to do this, I think it's much better if it's a positive galvanizing thing, or an act of gratitude.
Yeah, I was just going to say, an act of gratitude, you know, it's not actually to pay off any personal debt. I just think that's maybe a little bit more self-focused. Yeah. Maybe we go back to her first point about debt and sin and then expand it further to say, wow, you know, look at the model set there, all of our sins, all of our moral debts paid for, and now we're free to give and give and give and give without trying to work off our debt. It's not about us anymore, it's about other people.
I think there's an incredible freedom in that, and that sense of just an expansive, life-giving response is a thing that's missing a bit from this book.
Okay. All right. Well, fascinating. The book is Margaret Atwood's Payback, Debt and the Shadow Side of Wealth, and our literary critic, Cara Martin, thank you very much again.
Thanks, Sharon.
You will find the full review of the book online too, theopenhouse.net.au.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.